This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Now, a couple of people have already messaged incorrectly saying they know some of these themes, and they are... Now, after 5:30, we'll say a couple of the entries. But basically, if you know what any of those are, hit us up on 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au and you can go into the draw to see the gay short film collection in the Irish Film Festival.
Here in Melbourne from May 9 to the 12th, which is all thanks to our friends at the Irish Film Festival and Original Spin. And congratulations to Marky Mark and Matt and to Scott from Flemington, who have all correctly answered.
Yes, now if any of you answer, even if it's wrong, you still go in the draw. But the reason why we're talking TV is because when Robbie went to Canberra a couple of weeks ago, he met Mr. Squiggle.
Gosh, I did, and it was so much fun. I didn't expect to. We went to the Mint, the Australian Mint, and on display there they've got a bit of a recognition to Mr. Squiggle because it's 60 years since he was first debuted on television.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. 1959 was the first year that Mr. Squiggle aired.
Oh, wow.
And it ran on Australian television for 40 years.
Did it really that long?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It really kicked in the nostalgia for me, Dean. It reminded me of...
I grew up on Mr. Squiggle too as well.
And not only did we, but possibly, you know, probably our parents did as well.
Yeah, and Play School and all. The Play School's still going strong.
Yeah, no, love.
But Mr. Squiggle, the man from the moon.
It was fascinating. It was great to see him there. I mean,
It got confusing when Miss Jane changed, though.
Miss Jane changed a lot. So there was about 9 different Miss Janes throughout Mr. Squiggle history.
I'd love to meet one of the Miss Janes.
The last Miss Jane ran for 10 years. She was from 89 to 99.
Wow, imagine doing that for 10 years.
And she was... So, Mr. Squiggle was created by a puppeteer called Norman Hetherington. Now, Norman Hetherington was also the voice of Mr. Squiggle for 40 years. And the final presenter...
Way to keep yourself employed.
...wasn't Miss Jane, but it was Norman Hetherington's daughter... Rebecca, for the last 10 years.
Oh, you really got into this, didn't you?
I loved it. and his Norman's wife also helped co-create the scripts for most of that 40 years. So it was a family affair.
That's so fantastic that kids show, which we loved so much and grew up on. What other ones did you grow up on as a kid? I was a big Fat Cat and Humphrey B. Bear. Remember Marty Monster?
I don't.
Oh, my God.
No,
He's
I don't.
He's looking at me with the blankest of blank faces.
No, maybe a little bit.
You don't remember
my time.
Marty Monster from Channel 10?
No. I remember the one that was Stay Away From That. Trap Door. Do you remember that?
Oh, no, that's... Yeah. That's Trap Door.
Yeah.
That's the...
That used to scare me as a kid.
Really? Oh, it didn't scare you. It's got the blobby thing. It's fine. I love a bit of animation.
I was an easily scared child.
Oh, look, yeah, I was one of those kids that would get up at like 6 in the morning just to watch all the TV shows or cartoons. But when I was young, I used to think that if you were recording something, like I would record something on the VCR, but I would make sure you couldn't make any noise because if someone would make noise, then it would record onto the VCR. And then when Dad would wake up and be like, does anyone want breakfast, which was eggs because that's the only thing my father can make, I would crack it. I would absolutely crack the... I was this like child that would go nuts because my father's voice, I assumed, was recorded onto whatever I was recording.
Do you ever watch anything back to find out that wasn't true?
I don't know if I ever did, but I kept recording things as life went on, and I actually have like Melrose Place episodes, Models Inc., Pacific Drive, so many TV shows. I was one of those people that would re-edit because Pacific Drive would show at night and also during the day, but they were out of sync because at night would be 1-hour episodes, but during the day would be half an hour episodes that started 3 months later. I would wait. If I got out of sync with an episode, I would record the half an hour episodes and re-edit them into order in the tape. I was a media student from way back.
So this busy homosexual agenda that you've got going has started
going
young.
All my life, Robbie.
You've always managed to find trivial things to keep yourself incredibly busy with, haven't you?
All my life. I have never, ever stopped.
I'll tell you what I loved. I'll tell you what I loved when I was younger, which is Round the Twist. The lighthouse in the coastal town.
That was a good one. And that was because they were the books by Paul Jennings. And
yes.
I think that was really exciting when the kids' books that we'd read were turned into the show. And I actually auditioned for one of the roles of the brother. Didn't get it because obviously I don't look Australian. I'm very Italian looking. But I actually auditioned for that. Didn't go well. No, it's a great memory. Yeah.
No, good. I'm glad you brought it up, dude. I'm glad you brought it up. It's supposed to be talking about happy and nostalgic.
I auditioned for a lot of children's TV shows that you can get the roles. I reckon now, though, I'd be a great villain.
Yes.
Yep, that annoying neighbour or something, that'd be me.
You're an excellent villain on this show, so why wouldn't you be?
Absolutely.
Let us know if you have any favourite childhood TV shows.
Yeah, we want to know.
Yeah, you can SMS us, of course, on 0427JOY949 or email on air at joy.org.au.
And while you're at it, why don't you also let us know if you know what these snippets of TV themes are from? They're all Aussie TV shows.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.